So that's what intelligence agencies are doing in response to this report on weapons of mass destruction, which also recommended changes to the Justice Department. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on what that department does now.
The Silberman-Robb report put it this way. Every agency that has major responsibility for terrorism and intelligence has been overhauled in the past 4 years, with one exception, the Department of Justice. Yesterday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said that was about to change.
If the number one priority for the department is protecting America against another terrorism attack, I think it makes sense that we have one central focus point within the department to respond to that issue.
The DOJ reorganization will create that central point in the office of a new Assistant Attorney General for National Security. He or she will oversee three offices that used to be spread out around the Justice Department. Those are the Office of Intelligence Policy and Review, which authorizes surveillance activities, and the Counterterrorism and Counterespionage sections. Essentially, says former Attorney General Dick Thornburgh, this changes the structure of the Justice Department to reflect the government's post-9/11 priorities.
And that's occurred across government, the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security, the adjustment in the mandate of the FBI and the CIA, the creation of the new Director of National Intelligence. All of these are really fine tunings that are designed to make our government response to terrorism more effective and more efficient.
I am surprised that it's taken them this long to get to this.
Peter Vira fought organized crime at the Justice Department for 10 years and then became U.S. Attorney for Eastern Pennsylvania before entering private practice. He's eager to see these changes take place.
Well, it'll make it far more efficient. And that's not too hard with the Department of Justice, because it is if you ask for an organization chart, it would look like a bowl of spaghetti, and you couldn't follow it anyway. So this is just an attempt to streamline it.
Phil Hyman is more skeptical. He served at Justice under Presidents Carter and Clinton, and now teaches at Harvard Law School.
I think most people who have spent any large amount of time in government see reorganization as an alternative that suggests action, suggests doing something important when you may not be.
Hyman sees echoes of the past in this reorganization, and they worry him. The Justice Department used to have an internal security division. It was assigned to root out spies hiding in the U.S. Eventually, the division started investigating political dissidents and radicals. Hyman says it didn't end well.
It tended to take very seriously the possibilities of developing vast lists of names of suspects, names of people to be watched. And it would be a big loss if somehow that started developing in a national security division.
Justice officials today assure that the new National Security Division will respect people's civil liberties. They point out that there's more congressional oversight now than there was in the 70s, and they say that provides a check on potential abuses. But Jamie Gorelick, who was Deputy Attorney General under Clinton, fears that this reorganization may increase the risk of abuse. Historically, one of the main functions of the Office of Intelligence Policy Review was telling Justice Department lawyers when they were overstepping the law seeking a wiretap or a search warrant. Now, the OIPR will answer to the same boss as the people seeking the warrants in the first place. That worries Gorelick.
It takes the Office of Intelligence Policy Review, which is supposed to be a check on the criminal division, and puts it under the same leadership as the person to which the counterterrorism and counterespionage divisions, if you will, would report.
No one accuses the Justice Department of ill will. This reorganization was recommended by a widely respected panel consisting of Republicans and Democrats. The Democratic leader of the panel, Senator Charles Robb, called it truly extraordinary that the president accepted so many of the report's recommendations. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.